Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Mini Baby Bell Light. Perfect for when you want to satisfy your cravings without compromising on taste. High in protein and 47% less fat than Mini Baby Bell Original, Mini Baby Bell Light is the ultimate snack to add to your new routine in 2023. Start your new year the right way with Mini Baby Bell Light.
It's not so black and white. Like, someone loves you, love your body, you're happy with your curves, you grab your fat and you're like jiggling around on Instagram. You know those girls on Instagram.
Yeah, which we love.
Or you have the models that are sucking in skinny and looking prime, okay? What about the in-between of, you know, most of our listeners and us and the people that still deal with it every day, the people that it's not as black and white as it seems. So I think this discussion is important in kind of showing that there's a process to it. It's not going to just come by saying, looking in the mirror one morning and saying, I'm beautiful. It's going to take work and it's not going to be easy. And I think that's one of the most important things that this conversation is going to bring up.
It isn't easy and it's going to be a constant battle, I think, for us forever. I mean, I don't know if it'll ever will end, you know, with what society brings and what we've grown up into. But one thing I will say with confidence is that, like, I don't want to waste my life wanting to be somebody else.
Yay. Yeah.
And we're live.
And we're rolling. Hello, welcome back.
Welcome back to The Straight Candid, episode 008. That is episode 8. We are excited to be back, be here, and talking about something that we could not wait to speak to.
Yes, and obviously our listeners couldn't wait for us to speak to it either, because holy shit, we got some DMs today.
You guys, I kid you not, we probably responded to over like 150 DMs just today.
It was a lot. Yeah,
it was a lot. It was good, though. It was good.
Great feedback, because we can tell you guys are also passionate about this subject. So we're excited to get down and dirty and detailed. I'll say it now just because I want to be safe and we want to do a little bit of a disclaimer when we do talk about body image, just because if you do have issues with eating disorders or disordered eating, relationships with food, I know this content can sometimes be triggering. I will say I don't know exactly how detailed or what exactly we're talking about today, but it's better to say something now than not say it at all. So
exactly.
That is our trigger warning.
Yep. Trigger warning. And just if you think you might be sensitive to that, maybe tune out and tune in later, or, you know, whatever, whatever you feel comfortable with, but pop in, pop out when you need to. Hi. You were gone for so long. I miss you.
I know. I'm back.
She was in Florida and she's tanner than I am again. Even more extreme. While I was sitting inside wallowing away in my sorrows, you were enjoying the sun.
I was drinking pina coladas.
Pina colada every day.
I will say I got sick of my family by the end, but it's usual. It's fine. I was in good weather. No complaints.
No complaints.
How are you? What's up?
I'm really good today. I would say I was not very good this week, though. Yeah. To be totally honest.
Why?
I don't know.
Up?
You
called me.
I did call you, actually. Yes. Yeah. And I told you a little about it. Mm-hmm. I just think there was too much going on this week. Mm-hmm. I think that there was too many things that I felt like bad about. Like, I wasn't getting to my NASM like certification stuff. Mm-hmm. I was like, work was overloading me and I didn't eat that great. And I kind of just got like overwhelmed and it's like, I just had a bad week, a sad week. We all have those and they're okay, but I needed to address it.
Yep.
And tell like a
and
friend
talk
and
it.
Talk about it. Yeah. Because then once I did and I had my quick cry, I was fine.
Felt better.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that
happens.
And that's the thing with even with the call. Like, I feel like you weren't really talking about it with me. I kind of had to push it out of you a little bit.
And yeah, I won't lie.
Yeah. And that's the thing. You have to, like, I can tell when you are upset and when you are overwhelmed. So talking about it for sure helps.
I know. But my family, how we grew up, is like, how are you? Oh, I'm fine.
Yeah.
And the like irritation in the voice is like, I'm fine. And you're like, okay, you better leave them alone because they're going to tick.
Instead of like Antonio Sunquist says, actually, how are you doing?
Yes.
Are you doing okay?
Exactly. Going deeper. I needed to go deeper, but
sure.
I feel better now. I feel a lot better. That'll happen though. You have to recognize that you're going to have a bad week, bad day, whatever. You got to pull yourself out of it though. You're in charge of doing that.
That's
on you.
And you made up for it on Sunday.
I did.
Because what did we do on Sunday? We went shopping.
Oh, we shopped, you guys, for our best Christmas ever family. And let's just say, I think I cried 3 times in Target. just because the chills were
real.
Oh my God, they were like going over our bodies.
Picking out toys and certain things for this family was just the craziest experience. So obviously the Back Pocket podcast guys kind of got this started, and we went shopping with Andrew and Lauren, which is Lauren's the marketing manager for the Back Pocket podcast.
She's awesome.
And we all went shopping on Sunday, and this podcast will come out on Thursday, so we'll actually be delivering the gifts this weekend.
I know, on Saturday morning.
I cannot wait.
I have chills thinking about it.
Like, I kind of, like, I could cry. But anyways, thank you guys all if you've donated. And we appreciate everyone that kind of followed along with the best Christmas ever and watching Andrew in the ice bath and, you know, spending time donating. And
we'll share what we can about giving the presents to them and like dropping it off and how we felt and how they felt and everything like that. But it's special that we're able to share that and take time to share it, because having the opportunity to give back to somebody, that's special.
It's so special. Huge.
We're lucky. We're definitely lucky. Oh, sorry. I always have to sing. Hi, Angela. Angela, my roomie, just walked in.
Hi, Angie.
She was just all over the town. She was all over in Colorado this weekend. Lucky little girl.
Did you just get back? Like 20 minutes ago. Oh, dang.
Busy girl. Anyway.
Anyways, candid moments.
I know.
We need to get back to this every week, because I think this is honestly something that our podcast stands for, is
being candid.
Being candid, being open about it, and especially on a podcast like today about body image. We all have mess ups. We all have things to laugh about. We all have serious issues. We all have, we're all psychos. So
literally every single person is psycho. I'm looking at you. So what is your what is your candid moment this week? I got to hear. I want to know.
So it's funny, because I've actually started to make a list in my phone every day of random shit that happens to me that I laugh at.
I know. And you told me to do it too.
Yeah. Yep. And it's so helpful, because one, I can share with you guys on this podcast, and two, it kind of puts things into perspective for me every day too. Like, even if your day was shitty, like, you can kind of find something to laugh at about yourself.
People, start making those candid lists of your moments too. It helps you.
And share them with us too. Like, if you want to share a candid moment on your story.
Oh, we're all eyes and ears. Yeah,
at us. Okay, so my candid moment, this one isn't as funny of a candid moment this week, but
candid moments can be real. You even said that to me today.
Yeah, it's more of a real vulnerable candid moment. So
exactly.
Mine has to do with being in Florida and being a little bit buzzed, a little drunk, because we were drinking with the family, and I'll be honest, I was kind of, I feel like I get buzzed pretty fast.
Yeah.
Could do with my medication, could do with the fact that I just don't really drink too much, but anyways, I was buzzed, and I was missing Andrew, my new boyfriend, and so I call him, and I'm just like, this feeling of emotions just like overwhelmed me, and I start like getting really emotional on the phone with him, and I don't know why. It was obviously like I think it was a freaking Tuesday. He's sober working, and I'm over there in Florida like kind of buzzed and drinking and just struggling, and talking to him about just everything and making sure that I was feeling safe in the relationship. It was just the weirdest feeling, and we hung up. It was like fine, and then after the call, I texted you right away.
Yeah, you
because
did.
I had never felt that feeling before of when I called Andrew on the phone, because it was like, I haven't ever like given myself to someone as in a relationship for a long time. Like, putting all your emotions and like being open to someone else entering into your life is like such a vulnerable feeling.
It is. It's vulnerable.
And
it's
was like, I think it was just me realizing that I was scared. Like, and obviously I was drinking. And usually when I'm drinking, I'm fun. I'm dancy. You know, I want to take my shirt off. I want to whip around my head, but it was just because of the dynamic that I was with my family maybe. But anyways, it was just like a weird moment for me about being vulnerable and being in a relationship and not knowing how to deal with that feeling. So I talked to you about it, and
that's
Sid
me.
gave me all this advice that like honestly helped me so much. So can you share that with the listeners and kind of what you told me, because I know you've dealt with this with your relationships and
what I can remember,
because
it comes in the moments, especially when I hear my friends, like a tone in their voice of like worry or sadness, like it all comes to me really quick, because I almost get this like heightened sense and I'm like, wait a minute, my friend's sad or something. So I kind of panicked,
like
in a good
flight
way,
or flight
fight or flight kind of. But what I generally told Soph was that being vulnerable in a relationship is actually what's going to make you better in the relationship. If you keep your walls up and you keep, you know, filtering what you're saying in the beginning and keep mm-hmm. not being your full self, like, you really aren't going to get any further in relationship. You have to be fully you. You yeah. being vulnerable there was you opening up. It was like yeah. an opening, your body realizing, like, I've never been like this with anybody. Mm-hmm. Like, I need to give more. You yeah. needed to give more.
Yeah.
And you did. Yeah. And the thing is if you keep worrying about, like, like, in your case, you thought maybe, like, oh, you messed up, or, you know, mm-hmm. like, I did, you know, I was doing too much that day. Like, yeah. don't obsess over it. We're all human. The person is with you because they know you're human and they like things about you. You're going to fuck up with them. They're going to fuck up with you. And it's going to be like, either we decide, hey, say sorry, fix it, yeah. keep moving on, support each other in your growth.
Mm-hmm.
Or it ends because it's not a fit.
Yeah.
Timing wise.
Yeah.
You got to feel good in yourself. You got to feel mm-hmm. good in the fact that, like, when I make a mistake, I can forgive myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't need to feel bad about every single thing yeah. that I do. Because yeah. we're not going to be perfect. And if you know in your head, like, hey, maybe I shouldn't have.
Yeah.
Like, you could cry to him. That's okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
But maybe, hey, maybe I shouldn't have cried to him. Like, in the different instance, it's like, give yourself grace and move on.
For sure.
Just be yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
And that helped me a lot. And then me and Andrew obviously had an open conversation about it. And it's all good now.
That's why I said, I go, call him back. I go, call that boy back and tell him you're okay.
Oh. Yeah. So thank you for the advice.
You're welcome.
Sid always giving good advice, guys.
I try to.
And I was like, I just have to ask this again so other people can hear what you said to me. I'm going to ask your candid moment in just 1 second, but I have one really quick funny one
that
happened in Florida.
Okay, let's hear it.
So, you know, the shirts that tie in the front, almost like the one that you loaned to me that one time.
Oh yeah, yeah.
When I went on my first day with Andrew.
A tie in the middle, not mm-hmm. like a little, like, yeah, it's got a tie in the middle.
Yeah, tie in the middle, and that's the only thing that's holding the shirt together, is that tie above the, okay, right? So I wore this out to dinner with my family, and totally fine. Like, you know, I had high-waisted pants on. It was, honestly, it was a cute outfit, not gonna lie. I was looking sharp.
It's okay to look good. It's okay to look and feel good.
So we're walking out of the restaurant, and the waitress was really cool. The hostess was really cool. You know, I probably had a couple beers. I'm like, thank you guys. Like, have a great night. I'm just like walking around, you know, walking back. My family was a little bit ahead of me because I'm trailing behind. I think I was like on my phone or something. And then I realized, like, oh, it's a little bit colder out here, and I feel a breeze.
Oh.
I feel a breeze. I look down. My shirt had been wide open. My bra was just out, and I was walking through the entire restaurant like, hey guys, thanks for dinner.
No.
Yeah, I was totally undone.
No, it wasn't.
I told my family, they all died laughing. But yeah, no. So my shirt was just wide open.
They're probably like, she got overserved. Who's getting fired? Just kidding.
Exactly. Or they're like, is this a new style? Because I don't know if I feel it.
Like, we're like, you know, when you see girls in their new styles and like their thongs mm-hmm. out the top of their pants, and you're like, is that?
That was
that's
the vibe.
Not on purpose, is it? Like, is it?
I'm going to pretend it was, but it definitely
was. No, it was. Yeah. It was a bralette. That's what you have to say. No, it was a bralette.
It was a bralette. It was not a normal bra. I swear.
That is too freaking good.
All right. Your turn, Sid. Canon moments of the week.
I feel like I can't top that. Well, you know what? I had a funny little story because, okay, I'm kind of one that, like, if I hear about, like, a prank, I'll just kind of run with it. Hence my, like, spider story that kind of failed.
You're a little prankster.
I'm a little prankster. I'm a little sneaker. Basically.
Angie's just laughing at me.
I was thinking, like, oh, this would be fun if, like, I remember how this starts. I left a card for Jordan because he had a hard week in his bed. And he was like, I put something in your bed, like, whatever. Did you find it? And he goes, no, I didn't look. Is it a picture of your butt cheek? Because we always say, like, butt cheek to each other. I don't know. Just don't ask. I don't get why.
You say butt cheek?
We just call it butt cheek. I don't know. Like, if I'm trying to bug him, I'll, like, turn around and kind of, like, shake my booty on him and say butt cheek like 20 times in a row. And he just, like, will stare there blankly. I love it.
To each their own.
Anyway, I was like, oh my God, that's a good prank. I could take a cute butt cheek photo and leave it in his bed. And that's hilarious.
I know that's a prank. I think that's sexy.
It's
but continue.
Sexy, but it's funny too. Cause it's more like, look at my butt cheek, mm-hmm. whatever. It wasn't like sexy. Anyway.
Sure,
so
I
called little Meg, our other roommate into my room. And I say, hey, grab the Polaroid camera. Let's do this thing. Get low, get whatever, you know? So she took the photo.
Yes. That's well, a was, roommate.
You guys, mind
you.
You
take some cute photos in
of
my butt cheeks?
Of course I can. Mind you, this is for comedy purposes, by the way. You know, you can do it in a different way, but this was for comedy. Anyway, I took one and I was like, I don't really like that one. Take another one. And so being funny, Meg and I put the, you know, the one I used, I took to Jordan's. The one I didn't use, I was like, oh, we have this little cute cookies for Santa jar. Two bottles of wine deep. We're like, that's so funny. Put it in there. And like, someone might open it one time.
Well, yeah, everyone wants fucking cookies.
Yeah. They're gonna well, open guess the what, jar. Boys and girls? I had a few people over the other night and they opened that cookie jar.
You forgot it was in there.
I forgot it was in there. I had people over and I forgot the
and
frickin'
your butt cheeks my butt were cheek, out for the world.
My butt cheek Polaroid was in the cookie jar.
Wait, Angie, it. Can you pull it out quick?
Yeah, hold it up for us.
Let me see.
Still, by the way, it's still in there because I laughed so hard I couldn't even.
Oh my God!
Give it.
Damn,
oh, I am girl. Having. I'm having a heat flash now.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep that right in there. That is hilarious.
Anyway,
that's
candidly.
That's a great candid moment.
That's what happened to my booty cheek and the world. Thank you, everyone. God booty dang cheek. It. And that will not be going on social media. You're not seeing that. Thank you very much. Anyway. Jesus Christ. On a more serious note, we are very, very excited to talk about body image today. And body image is such a huge topic. Like, we didn't even... We both come to this and we kind of like come with like open minds, maybe a few key points in our heads.
Yep.
And holy crap. Mm-hmm. The amount of DMs, like we said earlier, that came in about people who are feeling the same way we have, or things that we had never even thought about.
Exactly.
Was almost overwhelming to the point like we're going to have to make more episodes about body image. There's no way we get through this.
No, no way. And I think we're both so like this is something that we've dealt with, we're very passionate about. I think we're going to for sure make a few episodes that go into more detail on certain subjects that we maybe just touch on today.
Maybe more about our journey in particular, like specifically with our journeys. That'll have to be a different episode because we just don't have time.
Yeah, I think coming soon we'll for sure talk about, like I really want to talk about kind of my relationship with food and how disordered eating had entered my life for a little bit. And I think that's something that we will share eventually. But today we're going to kind of keep that umbrella term with just body image and talk about how we're not perfect at it either. We have
no,
everyone's asking questions like we're professionals, but I'll be honest with you, like me and Sid have talked about this. We still deal with bad body image.
Oh yeah. Like some days we just, we don't see ourselves how we want to see ourselves and that's okay. Mm-hmm. But it's the recognizing that we'll get into that needs to be done like immediately as quick as you can to catch yourself before you dive too deep into
exactly.
it. But I guess starting it off, like why are we passionate about this topic?
Yeah.
Like why should we be talking about this versus somebody else? Well, like Soph said, we're not medical professionals. We're not people that are experts in this, but we've dealt with it.
Yeah.
We've had friends come to us to ask us about it. Now we're people with a platform. It's so, so important to tell and share what we know that can help other people. And
I remember you talking about that during our first episode of how, like, that just reminds me of you saying you want to be a voice for people that maybe.
That's right.
Yeah. So this is kind of similar to that and how, why not talk about something that is important to us and bring it to the attention. So
exactly.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
So
let's dive in.
What makes us passionate about this topic? I'll go first. Like for me, I do remember growing up and how, when you're a child, you are, luckily we grew up with not a lot of social media, right? And
I know,
then
it came in
we slowly
late.
Started to get introduced to like social media. And I remember picking up on messages that thinner is better, that I remember picking up on thin privilege. I remember picking up on girls that got the most attention from boys. I remember even my family members like commenting about people's weight. I remember social media and finally getting Instagram and scrolling for hours on models' pages.
Oh, yeah.
And I just don't want people to be at war with their body. Like it's horrible. It's exhausting. It's energy depleting. So that's kind of why I'm passionate about it, because I just remember the innocence of when you were a child and how it changed as you kind of grew up and the fact that
how it molded you too and your thought process and everything like that.
And like the realization that your worth and your value is not contingent to like your body.
Right. So it just gives me like bad vibes all around. Cause why does it have to be such a negative connotation? Like why does it have to be such a struggle to have a good image of you and you're the only form and the person that you get and you only get one life.
Yeah.
And you don't ever get to know when that life is going to start or finish or end, or when you're like being negative on yourself. So you're pushing other people away. Like, it's just like, there's so much to it. Like for me, I guess just bouncing off what you're saying is like a lot of that is parallel to what I've been through too. I was really, really skinny in like middle school and people used to call me anorexic. So like I got like the actual opposite where I couldn't even like I couldn't gain weight, and I didn't like how I looked because people call me sick.
Yeah.
And I was not sick. I was little and I had a high metabolism and it sucked. I barely fit into the freaking clothes. I was puny while everyone went through puberty way before me.
Oh yeah.
And
same with me.
Geez. But I just, you know, I got sucked into the social media as it started to come, you know what I mean? And I lost myself in that. And I, listen to the people bullying, basically too, when I was coming up and coming through puberty and finding myself. And what's sad is almost sometimes the bullying actually shaped me to who I am now in a bad way at first.
Yeah.
You're wearing way too much makeup. Your nose is huge. You should do your hair. You're way too skinny. That shaped who I was.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a journey.
Yeah.
And that ended up bringing me to where I am now, where I want to share to help. To hopefully help somebody listening.
Yeah, even if it's one person from this podcast. Exactly. If it's one person. Speaking of puberty.
Oh, God.
We got to add some light in here because same. I hit puberty literally senior year of high school. I remember other girls having boobs and me just flat chested. I begged my mom to come with me to the mall to get a bra.
Oh, yeah.
And I will never forget walking. I remember the day where I got my first bra and I was, I wore it to school and I remember just thinking, oh, people think I have boobs now.
And why did we care?
Why did I care so much? Geez. And now I'm like, God, my boobs just get in the way.
I know. God, get them out of here. Yeah. Well, I never really went through puberty then, I guess.
Hey, you wearing a bra.
No, but everyone did. I remember everybody did make fun of oh, Sid had the flattest ass or whatever, in school. Literally, everyone used to say that
to me. You had a flat ass?
Oh, yeah. I had no booty.
Let me just say this. Polaroid says differently.
No, but in all seriousness, I think that's why I started having that be a focus of my workouts and stuff like that. Not, I don't work out my butt, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I do legs and stuff like that. Angela Pangela.
Hey, Angie,
we can
up.
Hear your videos when you're playing them over there. That's okay.
No, we're kidding.
No, but anyway, our big overarching idea of all this and what we want everyone to grab from it, we're going to go into deep in all these different questions and topics that people sent in, is confidence is key.
Yep.
Confidence is totally key. If you don't have confidence in yourself, you're going to look different. And I think we've said this on other episodes, you need to find that. And we'll help give points and tips around these different ideas of how do you grab that confidence and use it. But it's what's needed to have people look at you differently in your job, in how you look at yourself in the mirror, and how your friends speak to you and talk to you. It's the biggest overarching idea of all this.
And in return, when you're expressing that confidence, it will flip the switch in your head too and come
exactly.
back to you.
It's so you're telling yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's a circle.
And the last thing I want to note on this about why we want to talk about this and why we're passionate is because I think we as a society, we do need to start setting boundaries for this kind of thing, because women historically and I guess now have been valued a lot first and foremost for their appearance. And it is, that's how it is. And I will say, yes, we're talking a lot about women, but just know that this applies to men. This applies to LGBTQ communities, this applies to queers. This applies to
everyone,
every single person out there. Everyone has expectations for themselves, and I think we need to break this long generational chain of associating our value and worth with appearance.
It needs to happen. Yeah. It's that is not the value that you bring to the table.
Exactly.
Even if you are a model or someone whose main job is to be pretty and be this look for an object or a company or whatever it may be, your whole life is not that.
Yeah. What else do you bring?
Exactly. All of us age.
Yeah.
All of us age.
Yep.
We will not look the way we do right now.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at your grandparents, they were once our age and had our skin and different hair, and all these things were so different. And you have to be okay with the fact that you're going to age, and therefore be okay with the changing of your looks and who you are.
Yeah.
Because ultimately that it means nothing.
Looks fade.
They fade.
Personalities
they disappear.
Don't.
Personalities don't. And what you did for yourself and your family and your friends does not leave.
Yeah. No one's going to remember you by your looks.
Oof, that's so true.
So what is body image, I guess? Because I've kind of, when you define body image, I don't even really know how to explain it. But I did see something that, obviously I did a little bit of research here. Okay, so body image is it's like the mirror image, which is why we posted that. Mm-hmm. Obviously Instagram today of us looking in the mirror.
Yep.
But that is actually fundamentally the problem with this, is that you're looking on the outside in rather than as cheesy as it sounds, looking within.
Yes.
So when you look in the mirror and you see yourself, are you looking from the perspective of like a random guy on the street analyzing every inch of your body? Or are you looking at it in the fact like, oh, this is me looking at my body. Like, I know I bring confidence. I know I bring passion. I know I bring humor and I relate to others. Do you look at other things other than analyzing every inch of your body from maybe like a, do you know what I'm saying?
Yes,
like,
I do. No, like, I was just waiting for you because yeah, I just wanted
like
you
if
to.
If you're looking at yourself and you're thinking, oh my God, this white privileged Chad is analyzing every inch of my body.
Ooh,
you're gonna
Chad. Oh yeah, Chad, watch yourself,
yeah,
buddy.
Yeah, watch yourself, Chad.
I'm
and
sure
Brad.
You bring a lot to the table, Chad. Sorry.
But you know what I'm saying? Like maybe struck a nerve. Maybe the looking at yourself has to do with looking within rather than someone else looking at
you. Yeah, because when you look at yourself in the mirror, you're just seeing your external right away.
Yeah, yeah.
You see that external every day. You know what's there. You know what you're looking at. Mm-hmm. How about, this is something that when I think about body image and like how I started to change the perception and just as we're talking about like what body image is. When I look back on myself, when I knew in a moment in my life, even maybe a year, two, 3 years, where I was obsessed with the way I looked and how much I did not like it. Mm-hmm. And I think about the time that I wasted thinking that. And how little it mattered to my life, how I felt those things, how none of those things were accurate, mm-hmm. and how actually I look back and I think, wow, that was a beautiful person, just a lost person.
Yeah.
It wasted my time. It wasted my mental capacity, my mental ability, things I could have been doing, things I could have been developing myself on, making better friends.
Did you have a certain time of your life that this was like a big focus?
I would say high school.
High school.
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I was probably the most obsessed then mm-hmm. with like how I looked and making sure like I was like pretty enough. What does that even mean?
And high school is such a vulnerable time.
Yeah, it's horrible. I mean, I think everybody's, your brain is, has so many chemical imbalances that it's releasing things and you're depressed. Like I saw my sister go through the exact same cycle of thought processes.
That you did?
That I did. And it was weird because I'm like, whoa, wait a minute.
And
it's
you
almost
could help
normal.
Her. You could help her because you know exactly what the women's mind goes through.
Oh yeah.
It's weird because I actually didn't have like, I don't ever remember thinking about my body in high school.
Really?
Yeah. Like I think.
Lucky.
I don't know. I don't remember. I just remember it was all athletic based and I was just naturally athletically built. But then college started, another change, another vulnerable time. And that's when it all kind of, you know, tumbled
kind of
down,
went down.
Which I want to talk about in a later episode, kind of exactly
like
the details
all of that. Yeah. We'll talk about our individual journeys with that later too. Because that I had the same thing where my like build athletically was like kind of what I had. And that's all I knew. I don't know.
Yeah.
And it was, but I didn't look like the women that were coming into like the social media that were all like attractive. Like Kim K, love you girl. But you know, you're curvy and I'm not. So I was like, shit, what do I do without that?
Oh yeah. We could also talk about plastic surgery with this episode, but I don't
know.
But
that's not good there.
Obviously,
we'll go to another
Kim
one on
K
that one.
Kim K ain't natural, honey.
Honey, that ain't some natural hips, even though they look damn good.
They
okay.
do.
Anyway, another point I just wanted to, as we transition into like what people are like sending in, all these points that we wanted to bring up is, and what body image is, because I feel like we're going to be defining this all day.
Yeah.
Do you ever look at another girl, Soph, and think about her flaws?
No. And like, that's what I mean by looking at yourself.
Exactly. No, I'm making, like, I'm kind of like extending your point. It's like, no, you don't look at another girl and say, oh, well, she's like,
oh, like,
and if you do, you're probably really, really insecure and in a bad place. And I actually am sorry for how you're feeling and thinking, because that's a bad place to be.
Another way to even put that is like, do you look at your best friend and like, be like, oh, like she has a little bit of love handles there? No.
Oh my God.
Absolutely not. You should talk to yourself the way you would talk to your best friend. Like, you want to make them feel better. You want to make sure they're confident. You want to, you know, support them. Why not talk to yourself the way you would talk to your best
exactly.
friend?
Exactly. And we see enough of ourselves every single day. We're hyperanalyzing every single piece of our body because that's what we're seeing every day.
Mm-hmm.
And you think about how much you see your best friend. Think about how much I see you. I've never once, I think you're freaking hot. I'm like, damn, I
same
wish
girl.
I looked like this, like a little bit on
same.
You.
But we can't do that.
But we would
but
never.
Yes.
But in a bad way.
But
that's on our bad days.
But we all do that.
But
we
all
compare.
Do. We're like in a compare, but almost in like a, damn girl.
Damn girl, you looking fine today. Another thing that I actually read that kind of relates back to what you're saying is someone mentioned this on a podcast I listened to the other day, and it was regarding something about body image. And they said, okay, think about this, Sid.
Okay.
Ready? Get ready. Your mind's going to be blown. If you grew up on a deserted island, how would you feel about your body? Would you think fat is bad? Would you know what fat was? Would you notice your body? What if no one else was? You know what I'm saying?
I don't even think we'd evaluate ourselves because we wouldn't We wouldn't have anyone to compare ourselves to.
That's so the basis is comparison. Boom.
Jeez.
Boom. Boom.
It's interesting that we compare so much because even like for, and I'm sure like someone has like replied to your story and be like, wow, you're so like pretty or something, like been giving you a compliment, when you're like, I'm having a horrible day and I feel really like not cute. When you're having like a bad day and you're like, oh my God, like other people are looking at me being like, wow, like I wish I had her long hair, or like, and then I'm looking at like Helen Owen, like some famous person, or like someone else, like you even. I'm like, I wish I had blue eyes. Like, I wish all these, like, why are we comparing when that's not us?
Yeah. Or like, oh, look at her flat stomach. I'm like, actually sucking in really hard. You know, it's all about the angles. Everyone is posting their highlights. Everyone is posting where they look the best. Like, that is just, that's the basis of it.
My thing is too, is some of the people whose moments we see and they get captured, they have more time on their hands to be capturing these amazing moments and taking the time to take these amazing pictures and like hit the best angles, have the best photography and all those things. Whereas even for myself, I'm like, I don't spend that much time thinking about what I'm going to post on social media. In fact, what I post is just the real moments. Mm-hmm. And I'm out there doing other things that are more important to me than my appearance to others on social media. And I think that's what you have to find.
Yeah. And that's also why I think I love that we haven't done this often on our candid Instagram, but I loved when we did the candid Soph, candid Sid.
Oh yeah.
And how it just shows like real life, real angles. And we tried to get, I think a few people ended up kind of giving the hashtag, what did we call it? Hashtag candid.
Candid moments. Candid Sid, candid Soph. We wanted
listeners to also post their candid. I think it was candid moments.
I think it was a candid moment, yeah.
So like showing that we're not always the good angles. We're not always looking.
My God, who do you think
prime?
We are? Like, yeah. People, be human. It's just when you start to grow up too, you have to start thinking from a mindset of like, I'm a human. I'm a human being. Mm-hmm. There's billions of us on this planet. There's always going to be someone that you think is prettier, and that's never going to change. And that's freaking okay. Celebrate their beauty, celebrate your own beauty, and find your own self-worth in that. Like, what else can I bring to the table? Like, there's so many things to preach.
You always want more.
You always want more, and you always want
more.
If
you ever look back at a younger version of yourself, which I highly recommend not comparing yourself to when you were younger, because obviously we grow up, we're a woman, we get bigger hips, we get larger. That's how life works. Try not to compare yourself to those pictures back then, because think of yourself in that moment of the picture you're looking at.
Yeah.
Guess what? I bet you still at that moment wanted more.
Exactly.
You were never happy with yourself at the time. So try to flip that. And obviously this is easier said than done.
I know.
I still struggle with this. Like I want to change this. I wish I was better at this. But try to just recognize in the moment that you're always going to strive for more. So just try your best to be content with where you're at.
Exactly. And just don't, when someone tells you you're beautiful, don't question it.
Yeah.
They're and telling that from yourself. Their heart. And tell yourself that. Like if like your mom tells you look beautiful, like she means it. She's not lying. She thinks you're beautiful. And if you think your mom is beautiful, then you're beautiful too, because you look like your mom. You look like your dad. Like think about that.
Yeah.
Like you are them.
Mm-hmm.
You're a beautiful human. Anyway.
Love it.
There's just so much to say.
And kind of about like
absurd.
Yeah, kind of. I know. I could keep going. Like,
I know. I'm like,
we're kind of talking in circles. But again, I put this on our Instagram that we just hit record and we go for it.
Exactly.
We don't cut. We don't copy. We don't paste segments in the right spots like a lot of podcasts do. We just freaking go.
By the way, what's on our computers are usually either Soph and I saying something to each other, or it's like outlined of a point that someone wrote in that we need to eventually get to. So if you're questioning what's behind this computer, that's an answer for you.
For sure.
Should I speak to, do you have something that you want to go off to, or do you want me to talk about an article that I read?
Yeah, so I think we should get into, so we pretty much, everyone DM'd us today. We wrote down all these points of little things that people DM'd us.
Yep.
So we're gonna kind of share some messages from people that wanted us to share things on the podcast from their perspective, and along with just things that they wanted us to talk about. So
things that they had issues with, or maybe like have experienced, and how we, and what our perception of is on it, of how we move like away from that and like how we think in a different lens and et cetera. Help our body image image.
So I didn't read this DM about the article. So what is it about?
Yeah, basically a friend of mine, actually a male, wrote in something about an article that he saw, which I'm just going to pull up the actual DM too because I screenshot it, but I cut off a little bit. I'm just realizing. But basically the article talks about different people who were questioned about their actual image on themselves and how they felt. I'm pulling up the what he sent in. I was really thankful that he flagged this for me. He even says, and a good point is, for men, body image is never discussed amongst one another, but it's clearly prevalent. Personally, I've hardly ever discussed issues I've had because I don't find it helps me. Rather, I found that once you accept who you are, self-image really does go away. Self-issues does go away. But basically, the article talks about like 61% of teens are very unhappy, like, you know, on a scale of like, you know, like, moderately dislike, somewhat, very unhappy. 61% of teens are very unhappy with how they look and what their body is, which just is upsetting. It's an upsetting standard. And, you know, social media has obviously helped that to grow. But he actually offered a little advice for males, too, which I thought would be kind of fun to like read really quick. And
let's hear it.
He said there's three things that helped him, especially in his 20s, being how old he is. I think about the issue in regards to myself, and I think about it's really important to reinforce that. One, literally everyone is aging. Two, you will always be the first to notice things, changes in yourself. No one is ever looking harder than you are. And three, that there is so much more than makes someone attractive. And this is speaking to men and women, he says. Confidence is huge. Guys and girls always talk about how girls and guys' personality, despite what some think, are great. Oh, having a great personality truly makes someone much more attractive is basically the gist of what he says. I agree with that, but you have to find that in yourself first. And that's what's difficult. But it was just, I just was thankful that he even brought up like there's statistics that say people are so unhappy with their body. And that is sad.
I love that male perspective too. Yeah. And I think when you were talking about him saying like,
I'm glad he said something.
It was him that you were just being self-aware of it. Mm-hmm. I think another like important thing to point out is that this whole, I know, social media, I know there's a body positive movement happening right now as well, which is good, but
it is great, but
it does kind of seem a little bit black and white, if that makes sense. Either you love yourself or you don't, and no one's really talking about the process of just becoming a better, becoming more accepting of yourself in the process. It's more, it's not so black and white. Like someone loves, you love your body, you're happy with your curves, you grab your fat and you're like jiggling around on Instagram. You know, those girls on Instagram.
Yeah. Which we love.
Or you have the models that are sucking in skinny and looking prime. Okay. What about the in-between of, you know, most of our listeners and us and the people that still deal with it every day, the people that, it's not as black and white as it seems. So I think this discussion is important in kind of showing that there's a process to it. It's not going to just come by saying, looking in the mirror one morning and saying, I'm beautiful. It's going to take work and it's not going to be easy. And I think that's one of the most important things that this conversation is going to bring up.
It isn't easy and it's going to be a constant battle, I think, for us forever. I mean, I don't know if it'll ever will end, you know, with what society brings and what we've grown up into. But one thing I will say with confidence is that like, I don't want to waste my life wanting to be somebody else.
Yeah.
And that sounds so simple and easy, but it's like, I don't want to waste my time on this planet wishing I looked some different way. And some days I do. I wish like, oh, so I've said to you, I'm like, I wish I had a boob job or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, then the days I sit back and I'm like, why am I wishing that I was someone else?
Yeah.
When someone might be wishing they were me, and that person, you know, it's like it's a ripple effect. It's like, I'm not going to waste my time, days and hours and whatever it may be, just wanting to be somebody else because I was given this. I can roll with this. And once you start making yourself better in other ways, like for instance, if you're doing well in work or you're pushing yourself in a new area to learn or whatever, you're more well-rounded. And I think being more well-rounded really does speak to who you are and how you feel about yourself because you start walking around with confidence and you're like, yeah, damn, I killed that fucking interview. Holy shit. Like that meeting, boom, confidence, boom. You already start feeling better about yourself.
And I also think it's important to note that like as a health coach and a personal trainer and very passionate about health and fitness, I think there's a fine line between, well, I think you're able to still become a healthier version of yourself and maybe wanting to work on certain aspects of your fitness and your body while still just accepting the state that your body's in.
Of course.
So this isn't to say, like, I know health at every size is kind of a controversial topic, but I do think there is a point where you can work to get healthier, a healthy heart, you know, so you live longer, so you can be fit and enjoy, you know, picking up your kids and et cetera, and maybe work on building your booty a little bit. There's nothing wrong with that as long as you can try your best and work towards accepting your body at the current state it's in while progressing.
While being on a journey.
Yeah, while being on a journey.
On a fitness journey or whatever that may be. I don't think
anything wrong with that at all because that's kind of the basis of, I feel like, a lot of women right now. Everyone's working out, you know, trying to be their best version of themselves. Nothing is wrong with that, but you just have to find a balance.
You do. I mean, people sent in talking about the elimination of the scale as a whole and looking at that number. And for me, the scale is dangerous. We have people, and we're going to speak to this on a later episode, but people in my family have eating disorders, you know, and I'll speak to that at another time. But all I remember hearing when I was growing up is like numbers, like, oh, you know, I'm way this. I'm too heavy. Mm. And my mom would say that even, and she weighs like 30 pounds less than I do.
Your mom's
That's
a little
dangerous.
Long.
That's dangerous to hear though.
It is dangerous.
What I started to realize though is like when I look in the mirror and I started to get more confident in what I was doing, like I was like, I am working out the recommended amount. Mm-hmm. I'm working out the recommended the recommended amount. I'm eating well-ish. I have Canes sometimes. I had Canes last night. Not a good idea. That's another story. Anyway, I am looking in the mirror at how my body is supposed to look. I'm not like, this is what I'm supposed to be. So when I get on that scale, I'm not intimidated by those 5 pounds up or down or 10 pounds up or down, because guess what? I'm doing it. I'm on a track. And if I really notice like, hey, like I felt kind of bad about the scale today or something like that. And by the way, the scale today, AKA like once every 6 months, if that, at the doctor's office. I don't mix it into any of my day to day, unless you're no training. That's a different thing.
Well, no,
but
I
even
don't.
Then it's like, it should not be about the number. You are an individual.
Yeah.
Do you know how much your hair weighs? No.
No.
How much hair do you have today? Did your hair grow? Did you factor that into the how much you added on the number?
What about
like,
how much
on.
Water you drink? What about if you've shit yet? What about if you're about to get your period and you have water retention? There's so much that comes in to the scale. And I always say, like, I personally, even with my clients, I don't have them weigh themselves. I don't think there's, to be honest, at all. Like, if you have a scale, I mean, just put it away. But it's better to even see how your clothes fit or even pictures or things like
that.
Have
you evaluated how much body mass you've turned to muscle?
Yeah, muscle weighs a lot more than
that. Like, it's just like so many things could change that you can't factor in with a few ups or downs. Like, it's too dangerous to be watching that so tightly, and it's not going to help you. And it's going to bring you down.
Speaking to your saying about your family and how you grew up and sometimes you heard comments.
Sometimes.
Yeah. I think it's so funny because I think the generation, like when we grew up, our parents didn't quite know about this discussion yet. Mm-hmm. So our generation is going to be our job when we raise children to not make those comments, to completely, you know, I just can't wait to raise a family to like form children that don't think that their worth is in their body image.
Exactly.
Because I think our parents, like I could talk about family dynamics with that aspect for days, but I think that plays a huge role.
It's a huge role.
Huge role. It all has to do with your childhood. Especially with eating disorders.
It does. And you have to look back to that and think, is this a healthy habit? Am I obsessing? If you're obsessing, the first thing is to do is remove the obsession. Remove it. Get rid of the scale.
Yeah.
Don't obsess over something. If you have it right there and you're standing on it every single day, like it's time to get rid of it. It's time to change. You want to choose a change? Today's the day. Do it. I'm telling you right now. And if you're listening, throw that shit away.
Yeah. And another thing that someone wrote in that we should talk about is face tuning, Photoshop, and kind of what we think about that.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You want to start?
Sure, I can start. I'll be fully clear and I'll give everyone exactly what I've done before in my life. I have never squeezed my body smaller or bigger or change the size of my arms or anything of that nature. I have whitened my teeth.
Oh yeah.
I have tanned my body.
Yep.
This was mostly high school stuff, to be honest, but, and like probably into a little bit of college, but I don't stand behind. And as far as I can remember, photoshopping your body, I don't stand behind it. I don't think I can sit here though and say these, like, I don't stand for it. And I can't sit with someone who is feeling like they need to change their entire body and look in a photo to feel better about who they are. So it's like, it's almost like I can't be telling you what to do or not to do or my opinion on it. But I can tell you one thing. If you are sharing that person that has been tuned and squeezed and changed, you're not sharing your true self.
Yeah.
And you're not being who you're supposed to be. And in fact, authentic. You're almost being, if you want to be this authentic person, you're being a hypocrite by changing who you are.
For sure.
And I'm sorry that you hurt, but that's time to work internally before you share photos that are changed. And in my opinion, these are my opinions. I'm sorry.
I think that's going to be one of the steps that is going to help society kind of set some boundaries.
Exactly.
Like, what if we can't download Facetune anymore? What if you couldn't, you know, what if we're not allowed to Photoshop? Like, Instagram somehow knows and takes it down. I think there needs to be maybe rules set around it. And
the most organic of the photos, only one accepted or something. Yeah. And I say these things as like, don't Photoshop. Like, I'm mostly saying it out of love for yourself. But it also doesn't help that all the people on social media that we see that everyone looks up to and quote unquote guys think are hot and girls think are hot, like are the ones squeezing their bodies. And TMZ's caught them and Daily Mail's caught them and all these things. It's like, God.
And even if they're not doing that, you never know what they're dealing with.
You don't know.
So like, if you do envy or you're comparing yourself to this girl on Instagram that maybe is, or this guy or whoever you're looking at, that maybe they're not using Facetune. Sure. Maybe you're like, no, they really look like that. Like, I saw that in their stories, blah, blah, blah. Well, you don't know what they're going through. Maybe they have issues that are way deeper.
Oh yeah.
That you have no idea. So,
and they might have things going on in their life that you would never wish upon yourself.
Yeah.
It's time to be confident and be thankful for what you have. You know what I mean? It's easier said than done, but it's a start.
Yeah.
It's a start, an attempt, a start.
And unfollow those people if they make you feel bad. I'll tell you that too, because
that's another thing.
I've been following a little bit more body positive Instagrams. For example, do you know how to say her name?
Oh, she's
Ryan Mayhair. Is that how you say it?
Yeah, I forget where she's from.
This is her Instagram. Everyone go follow her. RIANNE, last name MEIJER.
She does the booty squeezing pictures. She's awesome. She's great.
But yeah, unfollow the people that make you feel shitty about yourself.
Even if it's not even like a famous person. Maybe it's somebody who just kind of like brings your confidence down. Like, why are you looking at them? If you're following your ex's new girlfriend or boyfriend, why? Why are you following them if they make you feel horrible? Get rid of it. If it's not in your life, then you have less time to be obsessing or worrying or looking at it. You know what I mean? What are you laughing
at? I'm laughing at the skinny mirrors.
Someone sent in, they were like, oh my God, you need to bring up skinny mirrors. And I was like, I know what it is.
Wait, I do. I
remember those Target
is.
Mirrors and they're horrible and they bend and they're made out of this weird material. So they're not actually mirror glass material. They're like
no.
Synthetic materials.
That's not what I think skinny mirrors
what
are.
What is that?
I think she just meant like...
No, those are the mirrors. I asked. Oh, she's like, I'm like, okay. Oh, the crappy mirrors at Target. Yeah, because there are literally mirrors that are made skinnily and they're bent and they make you look skinny and taller. Yeah.
So then you buy the clothes?
Well, there was actually mirrors that they were selling them as like skinny mirrors. But then there's ones that like, I just bought one and I didn't mean to. It just was a bad mirror at Target, like a shitty mirror. And it would make you look skinnier.
That's what I thought.
But I just am realizing there was a trend about, I think we were in early college, I want to say. Maybe it was when I was a freshman. So this had to be like at least 5 years ago. Skinny mirrors. It was on Shark Tank, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, messed up.
Shut up. I just Googled it. Target sells them.
Are you expecting everything? You know, like that's messed up.
Okay, I thought a skinny mirror. Like this is what came to my mind because in my parents' house, my sister has this mirror, a body length mirror in her room.
Oh.
A shitty body length mirror, bends in it, whatever. But I remember in high school, my friend would always check her outfits on in my sister's mirror. I'm like, why do you always go to my sister's room? She's like, oh, it's a skinny mirror. It makes me look skinny because it was just bent funny.
It was just bent funny, so it made her look skinnier.
I was like, oh, you're right. I'm looking lengthy. I'm looking nice.
I looked in that mirror and I stood there and I'm like, what in the hell is this?
Like, I'm like, is that an ab?
That is a toothpick. No, but skinny mirrors were actually a thing. We won't get into it. You can Google it if you want to, but that's
horrible.
I understand what they're trying to do. They're trying to build confidence in your reflection.
Okay.
No.
But that's external.
See, that's what I'm saying. No. Bad.
Cancel.
My thought on that? No way.
Okay. What other messages do we have?
We were talking about Instagram in comparison. I'll just quick touch on.
Sure.
Someone wrote in asking about like men and women, or excuse me, tips for men and women on not getting intimidated on other people's nicer bodies. Or like, let's say you're trying to talk to someone who you think is in, has a nicer body than you do. It's like, well, in that case, like you may be acting like timid and not really coming off as your full self. Like you don't need to be always thinking about, oh, this person's body is better than mine. This person's body is better than mine. Like I shouldn't talk to them. It's like, yeah. There's no way they're sitting there and they're thinking, my body's better than this person. Should I be talking to them? That's just not like,
or they have their own insecurities.
Exactly. They're thinking, I was going to say, that's not what's on their mind. Yeah. They're thinking about their own insecurities and their yeah. body. And no, that's just so
Can
toxic.
Can I ask another question?
Of course.
On that? Cause I feel like you're giving good advice right now. You're on a roll.
Oh, thank you.
How do you not push? Cause someone wrote this into it's right. How do you not push insecurities onto your significant other?
Oh,
because I think that is such a good conversation because I feel like we've both talked about this outside of this podcast.
Yeah, we have.
I'll give you a little time.
I know. I'm like, let me think about this.
We're like, we deal with this. Let's think here.
For experience, or like in my past experiences in general relationships, when I've pushed insecurities onto the other person, it's actually pushed them away from me because they were sick of hearing me put myself down. That's yeah. exhausting. It is.
So you would, and like, they never, you would talk about it?
We would talk about it, but I would say it in a negative connotation. I'm like, oh, you like that girl? She has big boobs. I don't have big boobs. Like oh, horrible ways. Like yeah. horrible. I'm just admitting to what's mm-hmm. true and what I did. That brings your relationship down. That like makes you look like a bad person because now you're pointing the finger at somebody else saying like, why do you like her?
Yeah.
Like that's
You think
gross.
She's hot? You think she's yeah. hot?
First of why all, are you that, looking at yeah, her? It's like, that's so intense. Yeah. Like that's not you. That's no. your, that's your insecurity speaking. And they're going to take down your relationship. They're mm-hmm. going to take down their respect wall and that like respect of other human beings and just respecting that other people are always going to be beautiful and attractive and you're beautiful and attractive. Your soul is what brings you to another person. I know I'm getting a little deep here, but yeah. it's like, it's way more. Maybe the initial attraction is there, like because you're attracted to their eyes or yeah. their smile or their blah, blah, blah. And you might like their ass cheeks too. Who cares? But it's bigger picture. You get deeper so fast, making yourself look like that bad person mm-hmm. about like, oh, that girl. Yeah. Like yeah. I don't like her.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
And I think to answer
that's
this...
That's just not healthy.
Yeah, and another thing I think I want to talk about for this question is kind of more sexually like in the bedroom if you're holding back because you are insecure oh, because mm-hmm. of something. First of all, instead of like, to be honest, if I have insecurities, I don't know if this is healthy or not. Maybe you should tell me. But
no, I want to hear.
I don't like voice them like, oh, I don't like the way my stomach looks when I do this because oh. then I'm pointing it out. So
it's it becomes noticeable
yeah,
when you point it
so
out.
So why not just not say anything, be confident in yourself because guarantee you your significant other, your partner will not notice.
There's
I'll
no
say that
way.
Right now.
There's
they're
no
not
they
going to notice. They're not going to notice. You're naked, whatever. You think they're going to notice what you're insecure about? Probably not.
No, they're just excited about the moment to be with you and
exactly.
be intimate. That's a beautiful thing. Intimacy is a beautiful thing.
Yep.
Shouldn't be about that. And yeah, don't not pointing it out so that it becomes something that they're aware of too. Like they look at you completely different than the lens that you look at yourself. Like, and you pointing out your insecurities will have them maybe notice like, oh, that's something they're insecure about. And like mm-hmm. focus on that. Why are they insecure about it? Well, oh, I'm looking at it like, no, I think it's cute. Like that's just, you don't need yeah. that extra attention to it. In the opposite sense, if you have a significant other that is talking a lot about their insecurities to you, you need to sit that person down and say, because I've done this, you are beautiful. I'm here because I like you. I'm attracted to you. I yeah. cannot express that enough. I will continue to tell you you're handsome. Mm-hmm. I will continue to tell you this. But when you express your insecurities in a negative connotation, like saying like, I'm chubby, I'm this, I'm that, it actually brings my mood down and it doesn't change anything that I look at you like other than the fact that like, it yeah. makes me sad that you think like that.
Yeah.
And it changes the, like the intimacy levels. It changes a lot of things. Like I just don't feel, it changes the mood of the moment.
That's so
and
important.
It makes me sad. Mm-hmm. Doesn't make me feel good.
Mm-mm.
And I'm not looking at you like that. I think you're beautiful. And you need you to work on yourself so that you can work on us.
Yeah. Think about the way you look at your partner, too. Do you analyze every inch and you're like, oh, I don't like this?
Never.
Do you think they're doing? No. Okay, so flip the switch. They're not doing it to you either.
Hell no.
Boom. Okay.
Boom, she goes.
Boom. Next. Okay, someone else. Can you pull? I almost said her name. Can you pull up the message by her? She wrote in some. You just said her name. I just said I wasn't going to say her name.
Oh, can we bleep that? Thank God. Sorry, guys.
So
and it's bleeped. Whoopsies. Sorry, my bad. I'm getting used to that is horrid.
I mean, honestly, it's a great message. Maybe
I just didn't realize because I was going to say someone else's name in my head. And I said that and I was like, dope.
It's nothing bad. Anyways.
No, it's not at all. For you, that one that she wrote to you, you mean?
Yeah. Yes. So she wrote in and asked us a question. She said,
how do you maintain a positive, maintain a body positive narrative when you become injured and can't continue your normal workout routine, or you are quarantining without a gym or equipment and your body is changing?
Yeah.
I love that question.
Yeah. So she wrote this one, and said, so can you talk to this? So, this is a great question because I struggled with this a lot when I first injured my back. My body was changing. I wasn't working out. And for a time there, I was like, fuck it, going off the walls. I don't care anymore. I can't work out.
Yep.
And I was sad and I was depressed and I couldn't get those endorphins going for my workouts. So instead, I found other things to do with my time. And
oh, yeah.
It was actually really, really cool and really healing for me because I tried all these different kind of classes, wellness classes that had nothing to do with lifting, nothing to do with burning calories, nothing to do with HIIT workouts, nothing to do with sweating your ass off. It was all internal work. I did a lot of breath classes. I did some yoga meditation classes where you literally just sit there and stretch.
Yeah.
You talk about your chakras. I'm going to shout out Vanessa right now. She works for Carpe Diem Yoga Studio.
I can't wait to go to her class with you, by the way.
And she's going to come on our podcast.
Whee!
Around the body image topic.
I love that.
But shout out Vanessa. I kind of learned a lot about myself from not working out. I was focusing on, started to make more healthy meals and I just learned a lot about myself. There's a lot more to wellness. Oh, ton of podcast walks. There's a lot more to wellness than just working out.
And
so,
the physical.
Yeah. So just like Antonio talked about, like your mental state is also a workout. So working on meditation, working on, you know, intern spirituality, things that maybe you have never researched before, you can get creative.
Yeah, you can.
But in terms of people that still want to, you know, do some types of workouts in quarantine, first of all, I do have a glow up guide. Shout out to my link in bio, Sophia Ann Fitness, if you want it. You can still work out in your living room. You can still find a lot of workouts these days. Also, I followed this new account. You've probably heard of them. They just followed us, Mini Hustlers.
Mm-hmm.
They have a cool program as well about working out at
home. They look awesome.
Yeah, but there's options out there, and it's fun to kind of get creative and find like a little community that you can still hold yourself accountable. So
any movement is good movement. Yeah. Remember that. Any movement of the body is good movement. You can look it up on any, on the internet, they say for healthy bodies, it's just moving the body. Just because you're on a walk, a long, 2 mile walk,
yeah,
it's not any different than doing a horribly intense HIIT workout for 30 minutes. You can get different effects or different types of effects, but the movement is still good for your body.
For sure. And I even
there's different styles of workouts for different needs, but any movement's
good. You're going to laugh at this because I've only told my mom this.
What?
I also.
So many surprises.
This is. Okay. So this is. Another workout / body movement I did during quarantine because I didn't want to go for a walk. It was cold out. So I would put my headphones in and I would literally dance by myself. Just picture me alone. And I'm not kidding you guys. I danced.
She danced.
I didn't just I didn't just give a little shimmy. I was working it.
You know what I picture?
And I do it for 45 minutes a day for a while. It was what I did every day. It was just fun.
Napoleon Dynamite on stage. That's what I think of with you, you know, and your little dance moves. Sa-sa.
I'll be honest, it's sassy. Pretty similar to that.
God damn it. That's good. No, that's a really good question though about when your body is changing and you don't have the things that you need. Well, you've been creative before that. You didn't always work out.
And everyone else is struggling at this COVID time.
Oh yeah.
Too.
This is a unique time. I don't think anybody, nobody's going to come out of COVID and be like, Oh yeah, you gained a little weight. No one is thinking about that. Everyone just wants humanity back to normal.
It's 2020.
And then we'll hit our normal routines. But for now, do some sort of movement. Do good things for your mind. Because when I said I had that bad week earlier in the podcast, that was genuinely because I slacked on my other mindset things that and my movement. I didn't go on my walks. I did not write down my grateful things. I did not meditate. Those things made my self-confidence get a lot lower. Those are my necessity pieces. Yeah. Those are what I need to do to feel better. So can you actually talk to what you sent my sister, who is 20 years old, kind of like talking to her about, you know, self. Can you just read that message actually that you sent
to
her? Because I think this is such an important message. And the way you worded it, I was really, really impressed.
Thanks. I'm a better writer than I am speaker. Okay. Let me find it.
There she is, there my she sister. Is.
Okay. So she asked, how do you love your body for the way it is? I find that even when you're eating healthy, working out, sometimes you always want something to change about yourself. Yeah. We've all been there. It feels like society puts out certain trends for women's bodies. So true.
That's, and if so you true.
Don't have completely flat stomach, you're considered fat. How do women have confidence? Like, what can we do about that? So I said, we'll do our best to address this on today's episode, which we are. Hey, girl. Hey. Just know that I still struggle with this too. We all do. It's not about finally being able to reach that perfect body goal and love every inch of your body. It's about taking those intrusive thoughts and not letting them bother you. For me, it has to do with being mindful, letting the thoughts come in, acknowledging them, and not letting them fester into hating myself. We all have insecurities, and if you wait until all your insecure thoughts disappear, you'll never find peace, and realistically, you'll never be happy.
Exactly.
So the peace is in being okay with that and being okay with those thoughts coming in. And just taking those thoughts and kind of flipping the switch. And maybe instead of letting those thoughts say like, wow, you body check in the mirror in the morning and you look at yourself and you're like, I'm gonna have a bad day because I look like shit. Maybe look at yourself and state three compliments.
Yeah. Yeah. Twist it the other way.
Twist it the other way. So that's one thing that I do on bad body image days. So you're just going to look in the mirror, and sometimes like you can even give your bad thoughts a name. I made a post about this. Like, you could call those bad thoughts Cynthia.
Oh, like that. Oh, like, dirty little Cynthia's coming in.
Yeah, like, fuck Cynthia. Oh. That Cynthia's a bitch. She makes me feel bad about myself. So I'm going to state three compliments about myself, and I'm going to say, you know what? I like that I include other people and I relate to others. I like my juicy booty. I like my hair today. Random shit. So
just give yourself. Yeah. Flip it. I mean, it's not about like getting rid of the thoughts right away, but it's moving them through. Don't try your hardest. I mean, some days you're going to lose it and that's okay. Cause we all do, but remember that we all do. So when those bad thoughts come in, move them out.
Yeah. Talking about bad body image days, do you have certain days where you notice bad body image days come up for you? Is there like a certain time or does it just happen randomly?
I would say it happens randomly, but since I've been doing so much work and keeping myself busy and like having good mindset and really promising myself that I'm going to work on my mindset first, they're not like popping up as much as they used to or in the same patterns.
Yeah.
Obviously, if I miss a few days of workouts, let's say I get to like day four of like missing my like even some sort of movement.
Yep.
I start to get my shoulder popped, kind of get weird. I have to get it. Otherwise, it starts to tweak my arm and I'm like, it squeezes my arm. It's weird. Anyway, another thing. Bodies are weird. Here we go. But I would say, day four of non-movement, I feel weird and I start to look maybe in the mirror and I overanalyze something. But then I sit there and I notice like, oh, yeah, I had COVID for 2 weeks and I didn't look any different after.
Yep.
I had this. I got sick for like 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. No different. Why am I hyper analyzing the 4 days I didn't move my body? Come on. Just do it for good. Yeah. Do it for you to get outside. Like, that's when you start to talk yourself down. See what I'm doing? I'm like talking myself down. I'm like, come on, Sid.
We went through the process with you there.
Yeah. Come along. Here, get on my back.
Is someone making popcorn?
Sophie sniffs a little popcorn.
I noticed that my bad body image days come up on.
That's what I was just saying. Yeah.
So
New Year's.
Like if I indulge too much the night before.
Oh, well, yeah, that'll happen. Yeah.
Girls do that. Guys do this. You know, you indulge, you wake up, you immediately look in the mirror. You're like, God damn it. That's horrible. Try not to do that. Yep. It's okay if you indulge. And I also noted if my menstrual cycle is like around the corner And also I notice if I'm having really bad anxiety, I have bad body image days.
Bad
anxiety. And it's because I'm obsessing over everything, including my body.
I was going to say my menstrual cycle. Mm-hmm. Or if I drink the next day, I don't feel good about myself.
Yep.
Yep. That's when you got to be mindful. You got to be mindful of your habits too. If you're drinking and you're not feeling good about yourself, man, maybe it's time to reflect on not drinking.
Yep.
Can I share one message that someone sent in?
Sure.
And then I know that you have something in particular that you have a post that you wanted to share about.
Yeah, go for it.
But I just wanted to share this because I felt really excited about this message.
I liked hers.
Okay. This is a girl who wrote in. She said she turned 31 last week, but I just want everyone to hear this because it's coming from someone that was just very, the way it was worded was really strong. So here we go. If there's anything I've learned in my life, it's that confidence is everything. Body image isn't just a physical what you see thing. It's a mental game as well. Everybody is beautiful in their own ways, 100%. But when you portray confidence in yourself, you're that much more beautiful, not only to yourself, but to everyone else around you. Your body image is how you sell yourself to people. Confidence is your belief in the product. Believe in yourself. Believe so much in your own product that people believe that there is nothing, quote unquote, wrong with it. That there are no modifications to be made because there are none. Sorry, I'm like having a hard time reading today. There is not one other product like yours. We all have our flaws and things we don't like, but this is confidence in those things. But it's a confidence in those things. She wrote it in just out of her own wanting to share. And oh my God, it just gave me chills. Like, it's just like, it's so powerful when you read that. Like,
I love how she compares it to like selling a product. That's kind of really sweet.
This is where I'm going to read the second part about the product, because this is the other piece that I just want people to hear. God, she's just like, I know. She's so well written
and
worded.
Girl, can you come on the podcast sometime?
Come on the podcast. You know who you are. It's the product, not the accessory that you're selling. I've seen so many people correlate their own worth, what they have. Their accessory is their brand new car, coach bag, who they're dating, or even a way of life. Those are all your image together. You can't find your worth there. The product, you are your worth. So much more on your own. You don't need things. These things are not just nice to have, but they're not the what make the product. They're just bonuses. You are the everything.
Oh, I love that.
I'm shook.
Thanks for sharing.
God, I just wanted to share that because reading that and having the ability to read that and that someone wanted to share that with us is like, it's so special. And I want you to hear that. You listeners, I want you to hear that and really listen back to it.
And that was one of many DMs that were like that. I think so many people are so passionate about this topic. It's awesome.
It's insane.
But yeah, I kind of want to wrap up with ways to help those bad body image days. I did mention a little bit before, talked a little bit about, you know, stop the body checking, give yourself compliments.
You had something that you have a few points that you shared one time.
And I made a post about this a while ago on my fitness Instagram, because we all deal with it. And like I said at the beginning of this podcast, it's not about saying I love myself or I hate myself. It's about the process of becoming better at it. Yes. So on those days where you struggle with the bad body image, I have a few points that I wanted to bring up. So like I said before, give those three compliments, tell Cynthia or whatever the hell her name is to fuck off, and say three compliments about yourself. Let's do it right now. Actually, I already said mine. Would you have three compliments by yourself?
Did you say your three compliments by yourself?
I think I said something about my juicy booty.
Oh, you were being kind of funny about it.
And my ability to relate to others and like my sense of humor.
Do you want me to say three for myself?
Yeah. And isn't it horrible that it's hard to think?
Why am
I
like thinking so hard? Like, right? Let me think.
Three compliments by yourself right now.
My.
Because I could give you three compliments, but I'm going to make you do it.
I could give you 44.
I'm going to make you do it.
My drive and independence.
Love it.
I like my smile.
Yeah, you have a good smile.
Thank you. I cheese all the time. I like that. And I kind of have one kind of like yours, my ability to relate and kind of get emotionally on a different level with other people.
Love it.
Like that about myself.
So next time you are having one of those days, you look down and you don't like your boobs or whatever.
I look in the mirror,
hell.
I give myself a wink. I say, you a sexy mofo.
You
get out
sexy
there.
Mofo, get out there.
No, but did you see how we just both gave ourselves our own selves compliments about our physical looks?
Yeah.
It's okay to be like,
yeah,
I've got a cute smile and I like it for myself because I am me.
Yep.
That's okay.
It's self-accepting. It's not selfish.
Thank you. Boom. Thank you.
Right? Okay.
Say it for the people in the back.
Also, on those days, I really like to do my makeup really well and look snatched.
Yeah. Do it.
If you know what, get a cute outfit on and do your makeup well and realize that you're a hot queen, you know? No one's looking at your body that you feel insecure about for that day. Okay. So make yourself look good. Wear comfy clothes, but obviously make a cute outfit out of it. And I got one more thing for you about those days. Sorry, guys. Also, do not find comfort in starting a new diet. So like those days where you're like, oh my gosh, I'm pretty insecure about something, and then you scroll through Instagram and you're finding a new diet to start. You're like, I'm going to do a juice cleanse the next 3 days, blah, blah, blah. Maybe like that is not the day where you should be trying to start something new like that, especially a juice cleanse.
Don't associate making yourself better with a diet. That's just not right.
We all, like, as a society, we look for those quick fixes. And when it comes to body image, that kind of quick diet and quick fix and fad diets are just going to further harm what you're already trying to fix. It's going to set you back. So
exactly.
I'll say that now, like, try to just give yourself grace and eat a healthy lunch, you know. Doesn't mean eating less. It just means finding foods that feel good to you and give yourself grace. And then last thing I would say about those bad body image days, because on bad body image days, it's hard for me personally to feel like in the mood, if you know,
sexy kind of,
if you know what I mean. Yep. So I think that's even why it's more important to do that act or get in the mood. And do that act could be if you're with your partner, get a little intimate. If you're by yourself, masturbate, feel sexy for yourself. And I think that also kind of helps you realize that you're sexy, like, no matter what. There's a lot of, you know, everyone has their likes and dislikes, and you are sexy because you feel sexy. And when you feel sexy, you want to be sexy.
Exactly.
Does that make sense?
It makes a bigger picture. Yes, of course it does. It comes full circle. Of course it freaking does.
I just feel like it's helped me in the past, so...
To wrap it up, can I give one more added point of like how to like redefine the definition of your body image in your head?
Yes.
I got this from a friend of mine, and I'm going to shout her out because I think it's very fitting, and it's okay to share this story because she put it on her story. Her name is Jaden, and she has an account called Ready Fit and also her personal account, but she's amazing and she's one of my friends. But she teaches younger women to dance, and she asked these girls about, like, I think they were 9 to 13, if I remember correctly, in the age.
Mm-hmm.
What does society say about beauty? And what is that definition? And what is now your definition of beauty? Define beauty on your own and compare it to what society says, because the chances are they do not match up. And that is a sign that you are thinking you have this other definition of what beauty is in your brain. And these little girls even defined it. They're like, beauty is like being confident in yourself and being happy and being able to not like big boobs, big butt, all these things like that. That's beauty in a different sense. Maybe it is beautiful, but that's not beauty. And that's not how body image should be portrayed. I thought that was powerful.
It's crazy that there's such a disconnect between those two. Yet we accept society's view rather than our own.
No one trusts that the person next to you thinks beauty is something that is their own definition and not what society thinks too. Mm-hmm. Have faith in other people.
I love
that's
it.
Another thing to end on.
That was a perfect way to wrap it
up.
I love that she does that, especially.
I love it too. She's
especially
awesome.
In a sport where I feel like body image is kind of at the forefront, dancing.
Yeah. Yep.
Dancing. I think that's awesome that she's doing that with young kids. So.
I think so too. You guys.
Cool.
We have so much to say about this, and there's going to be other conversations that continue, maybe more personally to our stories and, you know, insecurities about other things and, you know, food and all these other places, but we're going to wrap it up now. I'm happy we got to talk about that.
And
I'm happy.
That was awesome. And I know that was kind of somewhat all over the place.
But that's the whole point.
That's the whole point.
Yeah.
And thanks for listening, you guys. If you have any other topics around this subject that you want us to like talk about in more detail for a particular episode, reach out.
Send them to our Instagram. That's where we mostly like keep track of where all our messages are, at Straight Candid Podcast. Like, we love hearing from you. Keep sending them in. Keep sending questions that don't even relate to that. Like, hearing from you means that we have listeners and people that are, you know, getting something out of this. And that makes us happy. And we're happy that you're here. So
thanks
for listening. Bye-bye.
Bye. Yay.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.